5. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. So coming up here, broken promises by Obama, yet another campaign promise been thrown out the window. And, of course, is anybody really surprised by this? We'll get to that, and, of course, your phone calls if you make them. But Sam is here from the Obscure Truth Network tonight. ObscureTruth.com is his website. We mentioned a brand-new video that was posted just this week over at ObscureTruth.com. And in that video, you'll see some footage from inside a police car where a football player, I believe, is getting pulled over on his way to take his mother-in-law to his dying mother-in-law to the hospital, and the cop just completely harasses this guy for no reason whatsoever and is just really just totally rude, total jerk. And Sammy did a great job putting that video together. I just wanted to make sure we give it a plug so people can go and see it. Any thoughts on the new video and why you put that out now?
It was something
new, fresh, this event?
Yeah, it happened about a week or two ago.
Okay.
It's still in the news. The cop actually resigned from the Dallas Police Department because, you know, he disgraced the whole department. Really, all he did was just make it a little too obvious what was going on. This guy was so stuck in his paradigm of right and wrong that he couldn't even step out of that and look at the situation that, you know, somebody was upstairs dying and he was taking away, you know, their last moments together and keeping them over a traffic ticket.
Running a red light.
Yeah,
over running a red light.
And he pulled up to the red light.
Stopped.
He stopped. He looked. It's clear. The cop saw that the both lights were red and that no traffic was moving through the intersection, that it was safe, and then he went.
And that's really the problem. Using your own discretion is
illegal.
It's dangerous to society as far as these people concerned, because you could make a mistake.
And then the cop runs two red lights and speeds through the neighborhood. This is a few blocks from my house where I used to live in Texas, and it just endangers the public going after this guy. And it's just, there's got to be a better way out there, folks.
Yep.
And people get so upset at individuals using their own discretion. We had a call recently, or a few calls come in recently on Talkback, which is this local Politico show they do here in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this show from. But it's a Saturday morning show where a couple local Politicos get on and, you know, talk to people about whatever.
And the Free Staters call them, hassle them.
And people were calling in. Liberty activists have been calling, yes, and it's kind of a fun little thing that we do on Saturday mornings. And you can get more details on that at freekeene.com. But one of the things that people were complaining about is, there's somebody who's been running red lights here in Keene, and I think it's just horrible. And so then you heard that, and you called in, and you said,
it's me.
It's me.
I did it today, in fact.
Really?
I mean, right there by the Home Depot. It's sort of a street, but it takes people into a shopping area, and there's the DPS safety office.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two DPS officers that had actually driven through the light, and I'm sitting there right in the front, and there's four or five cars behind me, and it's clear, and I'm like, I'm not gonna sit here and wait. So I went, and that was it. But, you know, the people sitting behind me see this, and they've got to be wondering,
what is he doing?
You can't do that. Well, yes, you can. People, think for yourself. If it's clear, if it's safe, and you've determined that, you know, it's okay for me to do, just go ahead and do it.
Well, some people are going to come from the position that, well, you can't do that because it's dangerous, and what you're saying is, no, it's safe, I've checked, I'm okay, I can handle myself. But that there are other people that are going to come from the position of, oh my gosh, you can't do that, they're going to arrest you, or they're going to ticket you, or they're going to hurt you.
Which is much more likely.
Which is, I think, a great fear that people have. People are so scared of the governments that we have today that they're just not even willing to cross through a red light.
So what's the answer? To sit back and follow all of their little diktats and watch them just sort of ratchet things up and
add
cameras and,
right,
and where you can't even confront your witness? And, you know, where does this end, folks?
It never ends until people are willing to draw that line in the sand and say, okay, that's it.
No more.
I am not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to start making my own decisions. I'm going to start using my own better judgment. And whatever comes may come, and I'm not going to pay the red light fines, and I'm not going to pay the speeding tickets, and I'm not going to obey anymore.
It's kind of funny that, you know, right here we've in Keene, and since we're talking about this issue, they put in all several roundabouts, I guess they call them, traffic circles.
They love those up here.
And you know, there's no lights there. How is it that you get into the roundabout and you go your little merry way without everybody dying? Well, maybe we don't need the red lights. I mean, maybe we don't need them.
It's an interesting point, and there's evidence to back it up, evidence in other countries from around the world that shows that traffic control devices, they're overrated.
If in the red light, right, the ticket was given for failing to yield the right-of-way, and the only way you can fail to yield the right-of-way is if there's another vehicle that would have the right-of-way to which you would yield it. If they would give the ticket for that, rather than running the light, because running a light is a stupid ticket. However, failing to yield the right-of-way when you're supposed to, it to me seems like a legitimate one. So, if Sam uses his discretion at a red light and goes through without impeding anybody or even coming close or even, you know, scaring people or anything like that, because I don't think it's a good idea to just turn, you know, just go ahead and go through. When it's close or something like that, don't do that. But when there's nobody there, what's the point?
And here's the problem with these control devices is people rely on them and believe that just because I have a green light that it's 100% safe for me to go through this intersection. There are a lot of crosswalks in Keene, and there are some people who don't even bother to take a look at the traffic before they walk out in front of it.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. It's because they have a law that says that the cars have to yield to the pedestrian, and the pedestrians, they'll get to yakking along, and the kids are raised here, and kids don't look, and the pedestrians here don't look. So then you have this combination of not looking kids that have been taught that they're allowed to just cross, and that law doesn't stop 3,000 pounds of metal of crushing your skull.
No.
It just doesn't do it. The law is just some crap
on paper. Yeah.
Right, and you get a $154 fine for hitting a pedestrian. Now, I don't know if you hit two or three at once, so there's still the $154 fine, and if you can get several on like it's a bonus or anything like that. But children have been taught that these laws protect them, and it's a damn lie.
It's going to be a sad story when I cover the first person that's been hit by a car because of this.
Toll free number here.
And there's plenty of them.
800.
It happened last year, three of them.
259-9231. So, Sam, tonight you were a little late for the show because you had a scheduled appointment to go and bring your camera, the ObscureTruth.com cameras, to the city council meeting here in Keene. Now, we talked a couple weeks ago about how you made a splash. And, of course, all of this is under the umbrella of the Free State Project, where thousands of people are moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. And you are one of those Free Staters. We are two more, and there are more that are around here. In fact, dozens more in just this area alone. And then the numbers are starting to increase. A couple weeks ago, the first trickle of liberty activists invaded, if you will, the city council meeting, and there was a public session that you had the opportunity to speak at. We posted the video online at freekeen.com so people could see it, but you basically just excoriated the city councilors. You let them have it. You let them know, you didn't hold back. You told them basically, look, what you're doing here is it's gangland activity.
You guys are tyrants. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you made a real splash. There were people that were trying to appease you on the city council. Some of them laughed at you. Some of them were sneering. And so tonight, what happened? It's now been 2 weeks. It's now the next council meeting. Just to kind of update our listeners as to the activism going on in the area here. More activists showed up tonight, and one of the main reasons for this was because tonight the city council had decided that they were going to steal some houses. And the news broke in the local newspaper today that certain people. Tough economic times, right? Certain people had fallen behind in property tax payments, which are exorbitant here in New Hampshire.
Arguably the highest in the state.
Here in Keene specifically, yes. And just in New Hampshire in general, they're relatively high in comparison to places like Florida, for instance.
Now, Florida, they tax their tourists.
Yeah, that's true. And so they were going to steal these houses from people. Now, they don't call it stealing.
No, they call
it a tax deed. Now, a tax deed is different from a tax sale, and this is what I learned today. So I don't know what you have in your area, but you can look to – if you look to your city councils or town selectmen and you start paying attention to what's coming up on their agendas, you're going to notice this happening. You're going to notice people falling behind in property tax payments and then the city making moves to steal their houses out from under them. They want to pretend like this doesn't happen. The government people want to act like that this doesn't happen, and then when it does, they've done everything to work with these – but we've done whatever we can to work with these people, and they're just not paying us, and so we're going to have to throw out their family into the street and take their house.
And it happened today.
So we'll talk about it in a little more detail here. Take your calls about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. As the crisis expands, those holding U.S. dollar-denominated assets will get hurt the most. What else can be expected with the massive money and credit creation, sale of securities to meet fiscal debt, and the subsidization of the financial system?
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Fed has created trillions of dollars and just added $750 billion to clear out worthless mortgage securities, and you get to pay for that. Now they're going to start buying U.S. treasuries and monetizing them with money they don't have for $300 billion. You talk about a rigged game. The people in charge of banking, Wall Street, and insurance in Washington are not doing what they should be.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include updates. Get signed up. We keep you on the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. Updates.freetalklive.com. So quick update for you about what's going on with the activism here in Keene. Obviously, we like to promote Keene as a destination for those who are looking at the Free State Project, who are considering moving to New Hampshire.
We would report on this no matter where it was in the world. I mean, If we had the information and the audio.
Right. People getting behind other folks and standing up for freedom as much as they possibly can. We got wind this afternoon, and you can see the details over at freekeen.com. We got wind this afternoon of a story where four homeowners were having their property threatened by the city here in town to have it, literally just have them steal the properties from them. This is what happens when people don't pay property taxes, even though there's no evidence whatsoever that you have any obligation to pay these taxes. You never agreed to any sort of explicit agreement that said that you will pay these taxes in return for certain services, and there was no agreement. They can't point to anything. All they can point to is, we've got men with guns who are willing to come to your house and throw you out of it.
Well, they've got the laws, too.
That the men with guns will follow. It's just words on paper, though, Mark. They're laws. Just words on paper. And these men with guns will come and they'll throw people out of their homes. And so that's what the city council was going to vote on today, or did vote on this evening. The word went out this afternoon. I would say around 2 o'clock this afternoon is when we found out about it. The meeting was 5 hours away at 7 o'clock. So just to give you some idea of what the activist community is like here, they... We sent out to freekeen.com blog posts. There was an action alert that went out, which I haven't used the action alerts list in a long time. Sent out an email to people. We used the Porcupine 411, which is a voicemail system. You call this number, you leave a message, and that message is distributed almost instantly to people, hundreds of email addresses and smartphones around the state. And so got out the word as quickly as possible about what was going to be happening tonight. The activists apparently got together. They scheduled a sign-making party and a strategy session right before the city council meeting at somebody's house. They got together. They made up some signs. Sam, you, I guess, showed up at some point with your cameras from ObscureTruth.com, and everybody headed down to the city council meeting. Do you want to pick up the story?
Sure. I want to jump back a little bit. Yeah. While they were making the signs, I thought I'd dig into this a little bit and find out some details. So I called the tax person, talked to her, and to get the names
the collector.
Of the people. Yes. And she wanted to know right off the bat, you know, why I wanted this information and what I was going to do with it, until I informed her that it was illegal for her to ask that. And then she was very forthcoming with all of the information and apologetic.
Actually, you don't know if it's illegal in New Hampshire.
I told her it was illegal in Texas, and it's based on the federal guidelines, so I'm pretty sure it's the same way here. And she was like, oh, well, I didn't mean to deny you access, and I didn't know this, and just back and backpedaling. But then she was very nice, and she was concerned about their privacy, which is reasonable.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So one of the houses was empty. Lady died, no relatives, nobody knows what to do. The other three were not. Two of them were in a trailer park. Mm-hmm. So I went and paid a visit to those guys. I talked to one person, and it turns out a local charity here in Keene helped them out and paid the bill. The other one, they came in and paid up.
Isn't it a taxpayer-funded charity?
So I went and did some research on that, and they are primarily funded through taxes or from the government. So what's happening there is, the city's charging these outrageous property taxes, taking money from people, and then they portion off some of that money for charity. They take 70% of that money for themselves to run the money that goes to charity to get it distributed. And then 30% of that goes on to the actual charities, and then the charities have to take 30% for their overhead, and then the rest of that money goes back to the people so they can turn around and pay it back as property taxes.
It's crazy.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So we went into the meeting. There were about, I don't know, four or five people there, and then all of a sudden the signs started showing up, and they were full poster signs that said things like porcupine power with a porcupine outline, and change is the new black, and free staters are here, get used to it. And they were great signs.
I would have rather, I like some of those, but I guess I like them all. However, it's not a free state project rally. It's a rally to keep these people's houses, and I would think that, you know, stop stealing people's houses might have been a good sign.
Yeah, so that was one. There was also home sweet.
I just suggested stop stealing. Like, how about just stop stealing, period? That'd be nice.
Yep.
They pretty much covered the gambit. I love the signs that I saw. I thought they were very creative, very good. So there were about 10 of those folks, and I mean, it took notice. The co-op people came in with little 4x8x10 pieces of paper on their chest that said, "I support the co-op."
Now, this is, for those that don't know, this is a local issue where these greenies are basically coming into the city council saying, "We want to start a garden, but we are not willing to use our own money
to or our own land,
right, to start this." So we would
not
like
only not just that, but to figure out if the co-op is financially viable.
Right, we're not
start
willing
a damn
to
co-op. You'll figure out whether it's financially viable or not.
We're not willing to invest our own money, so we'd like to have you pass something that'll force all the taxpayers to pay for our little garden.
To the tune of $5,000. So they put it up for a vote eventually, and
the stealing the houses?
Stealing the houses. And
it passed unanimously.
It passed unanimously. And Cynthia Georgina is the one who, I guess,
she's one of the
it.
Counselors here who has her own radio show, which she's going to be getting some phone calls on Saturday morning.
Yes.
So if you want to enjoy, if you want to join in the fun here, you can from a distance. Just go to freekeen.com. You can click into the forum there. There's details on how you can get interactive with their Saturday morning show. There was a guy that called from like Sweden a couple weeks ago on their Saturday morning show, and so it really just shows these people that people around the world are paying attention to what's going on in Keene, and the activists in Keene are getting more and more active and are willing to get to come to these city council meetings because that's what they suggested that we do. They said
that's what they wanted.
You need to get into the system and work in the system. So okay, here you have it. And so what was the response from city councilors to the booing that actually
erupted?
Yeah,
that's what
erupted.
I was going to say. After they voted unanimously, a lot of the Free Staters booed. And
because what else can we do, right? It's a non-public session, basically.
You
it's a
can't
public
address
session.
The council.
You
can't talk
speak.
About it. So a couple of the councilors just thought that was really funny that the peons in the peanut gallery were sitting there booing at their actions, and they just thought it was hilarious that they had just stole two people's houses right out from under them, and all the little peasants could do is boo.
Just boo about it, right.
You know, I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt and think that it's a nervous titter or something, you know, where it's like, we took somebody's house.
No, there were two of
disgusting.
Them.
It's disgusting. Sorry.
There were some other ones that were sneering. It was disgusting.
Well, I'm sure that it's not very, I understand them sneering. It's not very nice to get caught stealing and be told that you're stealing. And that's really what this is. Those people, those 15 people there that were elected by some, you know, tiny minority of the people in the city.
10% of the voters or something.
You know, well,
5% of the voters.
5% of the voters, if 10% of them voted.
Yeah.
These people have no moral right to kick those people out of their house because they didn't give them some money that they decided on the amount. These people decided the
arbitrary
amount. They raised the taxes tonight. They took the taxpayer money from the taxpayers and gave it to these greenies to start some public garden when they could have started a garden themselves. If they would have come and asked me, I might have let them start a garden on my property.
So the lady that
they're
was
just a bunch of thieves.
The lady that was laughing the most, I went around to get her on camera. She straightened up real quick.
And
tell you.
You've got some plans for her. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Join the phone over at freekeen.com. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. The wiki included with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to listen, or go to wiki, rather. Wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action, to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are updating you here on some of the activism going on here in Keene. We're going to jump back into the phone calls here shortly. But just to wrap up the story, tonight the city councilors in Keene voted unanimously to steal property from homeowners who are owing money in back property taxes. Of course, owing the government money in property taxes is similar to me sending you a bill saying you owe thousands of dollars for the privilege of listening to Free Talk Live. We're providing you with this service, and now you owe this money. You've been listening for 3 years, and you owe $3,000.
No. You've had the opportunity to listen.
Right.
Whether you listen, that's not your problem. That's not our problem.
You're a human being on Earth, and you've had the opportunity to listen to the show, so you'll now pay, or else we're going to steal your house from you. I mean, that's basically what the city council does. And people are scared to death of going up against city councils all around the country. They're scared. They believe that you can't fight City Hall. And in many cases, they're right, because City Hall has men with guns who are willing to steal your property from you. And the way it works, at least around here, and this is what I learned today, is that there's no tax sale here. It's a tax deed in New Hampshire. And that means that they just take the house. So as apparently in other places, they sell the house out from underneath you in a tax sale. Here, they just take it. They just deed it to the city.
And deed it to the city, then they just have a piece of paper. How do they get the house?
Then they
the next day, so today they voted unanimously for it. Tomorrow, the sheriffs are going to go out with an eviction notice and tack that up on these people's doors. They're going to have 30 days to get out of their house, and then once that 30-day mark passes, you can better believe the sheriffs are going to come back, and they're going to be willing to throw those family members out onto the streets. And then the city goes through a process of deciding whether or not they even want to sell the house. So it's like totally the
city. Well, they own the property at that point,
right? To do what they to do what they want. The activists didn't really know what to do, but we had a short amount of time to get active, and it was an amazing turnout considering what the short amount of time was. The news went out this afternoon. The activists gathered like 10 of them or something like that, got together to show the city council that they were pretty upset about it. They booed the council. The council snickered. Some of the councilors snickered at them and sort of turned up their nose at the activists. And so, Sam, you had an idea as to what we might be able to do to bring a little bit of special attention to one of these counselors in particular.
Yeah, there were a couple that were sitting there, you know, laughing and really making a point to play it up, I felt like. And as soon as I went over and pointed the camera at them, that all stopped almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it's because they would be embarrassed for people to know that they're laughing at the fact that they just stole somebody's house and some people don't like it, but there's nothing that they can do about it but sit there and boo. So I think that it would be appropriate to make that known to this person's family, friends, neighbors, whoever we can.
Right, because they're real proud about mom and dad sitting there at the city council laughing at somebody's misfortunes.
Yeah, does their daughter or their son, do they know what mom does at nighttime at the city council meeting?
You think she goes and tells them? I mean, when I went and did the Plano police thing, they didn't show the jails. They did a tour of the entire inside of the building, did not show the jails. Why? Because, well, they don't want their friends and family to see, and that's who was on this tour with me. They don't want them to see the cages that they lock people in. They don't want them to see the unclean, the dirty side of what they do, because they like all of their friends and family buying into this paradigm that, oh, government's great, and we just do things that are necessary and good for all you people.
And that's one of the things that's going to change here. Now, somebody, a critic, could look at this and they could say, oh, Free State Project, whatever. You guys had a few activists up there. You booed at the city councilors and you didn't do jack squat to actually stop these people's property from getting taken from them.
What could you do? Well, how do you stop them?
So I'm going to post on the forum and see what people want to do about this. I'm not against making up flyers that talk about this, putting some kind of video together with a link on the flyers and passing them out around this person's neighborhood.
I think that people should know, what it is that the city council is doing, and I think they should know that these are the people that are stealing someone's houses, and then they can make their decisions for themselves. Is it okay that we have, you know, so many taxes that some people can't pay them, and that they're getting their houses taken from them? Is that all right? I think also that perhaps showing up at the properties and when the sheriff shows up and letting the press know that you're going to be there and, you know, just telling the sheriff, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? Really?
Who do you think
your pension's that important to kick these people out? Take that piece of paper. If you have a moral bone in your body, take that piece of paper back. Give it to your superior and tell him you refuse to put it on the door. Make him find somebody else to do the dirty work. You pull the lever, you've kicked these people out.
So
you nail that on the door, you kick these children out on the street.
What I want to point out is, and you guys have just gone through a number of them, is that we have options here. Yes, it's true. It didn't stop them from voting in this way. Not at this point. Not now. But because we have so many activists here, have more options on the table than anybody else anywhere else. If this had happened, if this tax sale or these tax deeds, which is going to be happening around the country, it's probably happening right now, and you just don't know it, in the area that you live...
People can't afford to pay their tax. Pay these taxes that these bureaucrats are demanding of them.
Nobody's going to show up at your local city council meeting to defend the guy who's living in the trailer park who can't afford to pay the taxes. Nobody is going to show up to defend him tonight. In less than 5 hours' notice, we had 10 activists show up, and this is just the beginning of what the activists around here are going to be doing as far as getting involved in their system. They wanted us involved in their system. We're going to get involved in their system, and they're not going to like it.
Yeah, and it's happening right here. What's happening is business as usual for these politicians, for these bureaucrats, is going to become very uncomfortable for them, and that's a great first
step. That's how it should be, absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls. You bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Great.
Well, first off, I'd like to just say this whole thing has me pretty disgusted that they would go and do this to these people. you know, that's just ridiculous.
Yep, even with the, even with video cameras trained on them and the light of day being shown on them, they're still willing to just unanimously, not even one dissenter, steal from other people.
Yeah, I don't even know how they can be considered, you know, human beings at this point. That's just disgusting. But
well, they have their excuses. They have their excuses about how it is that, you know, the system is in jeopardy if we just allow people to. I'll try to find the quote, but basically, this is the last option. It's the last thing we want to do, said the city bureaucrat. We've tried to give them every opportunity to pay. We're making them aware of all the programs that are available. So they're trying to act like, you know, we've done everything we can to help these folks.
This is the problem with government, though. If they let these people get away with it, what's going to happen? More people stop paying and their system collapses. They have no choice, and that's the problem with government.
In fact, that's what they actually allude to in this story, and I was trying to find the quote, but that's basically what they say is, we just can't allow this to go on. I mean, because if somebody gets away with it, then it could spread, and then our legitimacy and our system will absolutely crumble in upon itself. They know what the consequences are of inaction.
Right. I also definitely think you guys should...
I'm sorry, say that again? I missed what you said.
I definitely think you guys should go out there when the sheriffs go out there to put up that that notice and pretty much just tell them, you know, what do you think you're doing?
The problem there is finding out when that would be.
Yeah, but what I can do is probably go back, leave a note on the door, and see if I can get a hold of these guys that were evicted. I know the family, and I'll tell them, hey, I want to come out and cover this when they're trying to kick you out, and we'll see what we can do and bring some activists. It might work.
Any other thoughts?
Right, the original reason I called was, as I was listening to the story, it reminded me of something that, you know, has popped up a couple times in the news, but it gets played down a lot. And it's the whole concept of eminent domain.
Yes.
Are you guys familiar with that?
It's another form of theft.
Yeah.
By the government.
Exactly. And, specifically, I know in my own state here, I think it was down in, Seaside Heights or Seabright. I don't remember which one.
You can give us the details here in a moment. It's always tragic, so I'm sure it'll be awful, your story. More coming up. 800-259-9231. It's just a slightly different version of the same story, though. In the case of the tax deeds or tax sales, they want to take them to protect the state. And in the case of eminent domain, they want to take them for take properties for the benefit of the state. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I'm Ed Hanway with Cigna. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 15 years and we'll continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Joe Wood with Famous Footwear. We're a proud national sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 6 years, and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. We'll try to sneak your call in right now at 800-259-9231. Only remaining moments at this point. Maybe enough time for you at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that for as little as $3 a month in the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to take that $3 a month in from you and a whole bunch of other people, reinvest it into the show, turn it around basically, and get more radio stations on board with the program, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because now is the time for liberty, and there's never been a better time in mankind's history for the advancement toward a voluntary society, and this shows it's an important part of all of that. You can help us out at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Michael in New Jersey, or Mike, rather, in New Jersey. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead and continue your thoughts.
All right. So, we're talking about the eminent domain thing. The one that I was talking about was either down in Seaside or Seabright, one of those towns. I don't remember exactly which one. About 15 homes were seized under eminent domain to put up a new strip mall that they thought would bring in more, money and stuff to the town. They're paid minimal amounts of money for their homes and then pretty much just told to suck it up and go do what they have to do. Another story, which actually ties in more to the kind of one you guys are talking about tonight, was out in Michigan, I think it was, there was a town seizing homes they considered blighted, and they had a list of requirements to be blighted that they came up with.
Right, sure.
Under the eminent domain title, and the head of the mayor of the town actually was a woman. I don't remember her name, but she had helped come up with this list and everything, and her home would have fallen into the category of blighted, as would have many of the other town council people.
Except,
and of course, none of their homes got these. Only the people who they chose to inspect and look at.
Nah, these rules, they're for the peasants, not the ruling class.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good idea when you think about some houses that you've seen in your life, some real rundown houses where there's nothing but weeds. It's obvious nobody's living there. Nobody's lived there for a long time. It's a home of varmints and rats and all kinds of other things. And it seems like a good idea until you realize that politicians are going to be administering this blighted house program thing, and that they're not out to make the neighborhood look good. They're out to reward themselves or their friends and punish their enemies. And that's how it's going to work. And unfortunately, even in places where they have more citizen legislature, where they don't pay them that much, that's still
It goes
results,
to the heads.
Yeah, it still results in people using the power in a manner that they shouldn't be.
Then if it's not them rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies in that case, as you're saying, if it's one of these situations where the government people have relatively small amount of power in their hands, they'll do what they can to reward friends and punish enemies. But at the very least, it will attract the people who have a vision for society and who want to enforce that vision at the threat of violence. I mean, it can be so absurd as, just to bring up another local issue, and this could be happening where you are as well. One of the issues in town right now is that a new Mexican restaurant painted itself yellow. That's one of the issues, right? This is something that is up for debate, because the busybodies say, oh my God, it's a yellow building. It's supposed to be, it's brick. It's supposed to be red. This is horrible. This is terrible.
As though there's not enough red brick in Keene.
Yeah, and I think it looks great personally, but, you know, it's not my building, so I don't get to decide. But these are people who believe they do get to decide, that because they've been elected, they now have a mandate to essentially...
Like their opinion counts.
Right. We have to preserve the culture, Ian.
It's their culture, though. It's their vision, not the vision of the individual who owns that piece of property. That individual doesn't get to have a vision unless it is completely in line with the vision of those who are in charge. And it's just awful what's happening. I thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And, of course, the eminent domain thing is tied right along with this. The city councilors have themselves a vision. And, of course, eminent domain, more often than not, is used to reward friends. Right, because they'll
take that
property. I don't
know about more often than not, but I've seen way too many cases where it seems clear and obvious.
Every time it is. Every time it is. Even if it's for the government hires contractors to do those government jobs. So even if they're just going to take your house and your neighborhood and turn it into a big park, they could say, well, it's for the people. Well, no, it's for whoever it is that's going to tear down those houses and then rebuild the park on top of it. It's for whoever the company is that gets hired to do that.
Do
every
really
time.
Do we really need a park in town so badly that we have to kick people out of their homes? I mean, if it's a good idea, then...
No, we need a strip mall.
Can't these people sell their houses?
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
If it's such a great idea, if the market is demanding a new strip mall, then the strip mall people will go and find a place to put it. If it's in the middle of a neighborhood, then they're going to have to pay a lot to get people to leave their houses. But if it's out on the outskirts of town, the property is going to be cheap. They're going to put it there, no problem. Let the marketplace decide these things. That's the way it's supposed to be done. But because we have this system that is virtually untouchable, the politicians get away with stealing people's homes from them. And it even goes to the Supreme Court, as it did in New London, Connecticut a few years ago, when those folks had the courage to stick it out as the New London government goons were threatening them and trying to steal their property from them, offering them a paltry amount of money for their property and coming in there and trying to take their properties. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court and they lost. The Supreme Court backed up eminent domain for private purposes. Eminent domain is bad enough when it's used for public
purposes.
Completely
unconstitutionally. And, you know, this was the beginning of the end for my constitutional libertarianism. When I saw that the Supreme Court could interpret public use as public good, because that was the difference in this, New London versus...
And public good is defined as what's good for the government.
Right.
That's public good, in your mind.
But it's, you know, the Constitution says public use, and the public couldn't use this land when the government was going to give it to Pfizer as a lease. You know, was going to lease it to Pfizer. How was that public use?
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi guys, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
I just want to talk really quick about the entrance into becoming a physician. I at one point before I went down this personal path of government's bad and regulations are the issue and the problem with all kinds of things. I really wanted to become a doctor myself, but I personally don't think I want to enter that system because of the future regulations that are upon the medical system. And
I think that's a real shame, by the way. I think it is
a real shame.
You're not alone. I don't blame you for it.
There are doctors leaving the industry because of regulations.
Good doctors.
I would encourage you to do something to help people, heal people. And there are other types of doctors that one can become. There's all kinds of things out there where you don't have to do the hazing process the AMA puts people through.
Well, that's the question, though, because I wonder when I'm actually planning to moving up to New Hampshire, and I'm thinking about my own activism or whatnot. And the way it's set up, you go through 4 years of college, 4 years of med school, and when you're in the med school, you have to pass these tests called United States Medical Licensing Examinations. You have to pass three to become a licensed physician. And I'm only guessing that when the market was less regulated, there was people that they just studied on their own and became doctors. And I don't know, is there some way of bringing that back or, you know, making the market more free?
Secession.
It's controlled right now by the AMA.
Secession is the only answer, in my opinion.
Really? Can you think of another way to get rid of the AMA? I mean,
you can lobby in Washington, D.C., create a new lobbying organization that's more powerful and more influential than the AMA, donate billions of or millions of dollars to the politicians, and cross your fingers and hope that they vote in your favor.
Right. Currently, the AMA and other unions are stuck to the American people's face like that little thing in Aliens. I mean, the tentacle is down their throat in their stomach. There is no way to get it off. The only way that I can come up with
back out of the union and to essentially once we're gone from the union, once we've had a successful secession, then it's an open field. Obviously, the doctors at that point are going to start running. Those in the AMA are going to start running to have some new, you know, New Hampshire Board of Regulation formed to start creating the same rules here. But that's where you have the chance to put a stop to it, is right then when that happens.
Well, and is there also maybe a Mark Stevens approach of, I just study and learn what I can, you know, limiting of being a doctor and wanting to help people and just kind of being under the radar.
You could try being a shade tree doctor. I don't know how effective it'll be or how many people will use your services, but who knows, man?
Right.
If you're good at what you do and you're helping people feel better and word of mouth gets around, you might have a bustling business if you don't get raided.
Have you considered Have you considered nursing over being a doctor?
Yes, I have, because
that may be an easier way to go about that.
I have thought about that because I'm actually not going to continue school here in Kentucky. I met you guys at the Liberty Forum, and I'm planning on just getting a job and saving money and just get myself up there to Keene after my lease is up.
You know, there's a doctor of naturopathy or something like that out there. Something like that. And I think that would require far less of the licensing, and you might be able to do some house calls and things like that and really serve people.
Thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.